I'm Rob Hacklow, along with Lisa Zizi, and it is a Tuesday. Every Tuesday at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at American Computer Technologies, Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. All right, we have something to watch out for. Windows 10 users exposed to a new vulnerability. We've been talking about Windows before.
Funny, we have talked about Windows on occasion, haven't we? So anyway, this one is, we talked about this vulnerability back a couple of weeks, if not a month ago, and at that point in time, we only understood that it affected Dell computers who use their built-in program called Support Assist, which lets you monitor and maintain the health of your PC. Well, in a few short weeks since then, we found that it's not just Support Assist, but it's the underlying program that is actually a program called PC Doctor Toolbox, which many Windows and Microsoft OEM computer manufacturers build into their computers to help maintain the health and well-being of those computers. So now that they've identified the underlying cause, and it's not just with Dell, it's gotten a little bit more concerning because initially, we were looking at 60 million computers by Dell, but now we're looking at hundreds of millions of computers by Dell and Staples and Corsair and a bunch of other people out there who use the underlying PC toolbox to maintain their systems. So it really is a very scary thing right now, because what can happen with this, if you have PC Doctor Toolkit installed, even if you don't use it, that one program will allow a hacker full control of your computer system.
Wow. PC Doctor, this is a bad doctor. Okay, or it's allowing someone else to use the doctor's tools, I guess. So
exactly right.
So is this something that comes with it, or you would download, you were saying?
No, this comes with it, and most every manufacturer rebrands it with their own name. So with Dell, they call it Support Assist. With Corsair, they say it's One Diagnostics. Staples calls it Easy Tech Diagnostics. And just to think about Staples, it's the PCs that they sell. But again, if you have worked on there, they may tell you they've installed this tool on there to help you in the future. So if you've ever had support work done at Staples, you may want to look at this. Now, the only mitigation that we have right now, Dell's released another update or a firmware fix for this latest problem, but nobody else has released anything. So if you have a computer with PC Doctor Toolbox or any type of a management or health management program, it's suggested or recommended that you uninstall it at this point in time.
All right.
Oh, okay. So completely uninstall it.
Yeah, you have no idea. You know, most people don't even use it, but it's there. The underlying program is there along with everything that it does to your computer. So it leaves you open to hackers, because all they need to do is find out where the PC doctor is, and then they can just start attacking computers. The company that brought this to light recently is called Safe Breach. They reached out to PC Doctor, but PC Doctor refused to give them a list of its other clients. So they won't tell us who uses their underlying tools, save for the fact that we know that Dell does. And their website states that leading manufacturers have installed over 100 million copies of PC Doctor on computer systems.
So how
PC
how
Doctor, how do we know if we, I don't know, do we have it? I mean, we wouldn't have it here, would we, on any of these computers? I don't know.
Oh,
what would you know?
Wouldn't, because
Enterprise.
You have Dell's there.
Yeah.
So if you have Support Assist installed on those Dell computers, you have the challenge installed on your computer.
Oh, okay.
How do we know if something bad has happened? Will we know? Do we know?
You may not ever know, because what the hackers are doing nowadays is they're getting into systems, whether it's home system, business systems, or whatever, and installing their malware and just letting it sit there, not doing anything that would be obvious to you.
Sure.
They're waiting to start some type of a botnet that's going to do something with a power grid in this country and another country. Somewhere they're going to have a very large hit when they have hundreds of millions of computers to control.
Mm. All right, so it's just taking over a computer one by one and then waiting for a moment. Okay.
in waiting for the moment to strike. And that's the biggest fear in the security industry right now. We don't know where it's going to come from, but we do know it's going to come.
What's the easiest way for someone to find this on their system and to uninstall it?
You can look for PC Doctor Toolbox in the control panel. Go to Admin Move Programs.
Okay.
Or if you have any type of a program that monitors the health and gets you automatic updates, aside from Microsoft, then that's a program that may, in fact, use the underlying PC Doctor Toolbox.
Okay. All right.
So your best bet is to get rid of it. Uninstall it. And then when everything settles down and they patch everything, the manufacturer will let the users know at some point. But at this point, what you don't know can hurt you.
Okay. Get rid of it.
Yep. And why do we know why the PC doctor people aren't trying to help tell where this could be?
I think because at this point, it's kind of minimizing their problem by not saying who has it.
Oh, okay.
Also, let's say if they said Gateway Computers had it, then Gateway may never do business with them again.
Mm-hmm. No. All right.
So they're protecting their own interests and not the end users at this point.
Okay. Yes. All right, so take care of it. David's got all the information you need with his blog on this vulnerability issue, this latest one. And David, where can people go to find out?
We do have all the information, Rob, and we also have a link to the Dell fix. So if you have a Dell, you can go to that link as well. Go to my website, acksmartit.com. Click on my blog link and get all the information, the links, and even the computer systems that we know have these programs installed.
Good stuff. All right. Thank you, David.
Have a great day.
You too.
David Snell at AxSmart IT in Pembroke, always helping us out to find those problems that are out there and coming up with solutions, things you need to know. We do it every Tuesday at this time on WATD.